Blink-182 postpones tour dates due to Travis Barker's injuries. SZA honored with the Billboard Women of the Year Award, and the alleged victim of Travis Scott attack speaks up. It's Thursday, March 2nd, and here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Blink-182 has postponed several shows on its forthcoming tour to give drummer Travis Barker time to recover from injuries he'd sustained during rehearsals. Concerts scheduled for March and April in Latin America and Mexico have been pushed to 2024. "We worked so hard, and we just kind of had one of those freak accidents that no one saw coming," Tom DeLonge said in a message to fans. Barker revealed last month that he injured a finger while rehearsing for the tour. "I smashed my finger so hard that I dislocated it and tore the ligaments," he tweeted. 2 weeks later, he said he hurt his hand again. The 47-year-old reportedly had surgery on his hand on Tuesday. DeLonge told fans, "I know it seems like you've waited so long, which you have, and we've waited too. This is just devastating on so many levels, but we're going to get Travis better, and we're going to rock, and we're going to have an incredible time with you guys." In 2018, Blink-182 had to cancel several Las Vegas residency shows and some tour dates because Barker was suffering from blood clots in both arms. Announced last October, the tour had stops in Toronto and Montreal in May, followed by Vancouver, Edmonton, and Calgary in June. Riding high from the success of her album SOS, SZA used Day Off from her tour to accept the Woman of the Year award at the Billboard Women in Music 2023 gala. "Sometimes there's like a misconception that everybody feels like that girl. Oh, I know I'm that bitch and I have a lot of confidence. And I feel it's okay not to be that person all the time," she said. "I used to feel like I didn't belong because I didn't always feel that. But I realized the key is to stay open and available for whatever the universe wants you to do with your life." SZA, whose sophomore album spent 10 non-consecutive weeks at number one on the US chart, said she wants her life to be about more than music. "I want to serve others. I want to serve people. I'm open and available to whatever," the 33-year-old said. "And saying yes to everything that's scary and everything that feels like it's not where you don't belong is really the only way that we walk through those doors. You don't have to be confident. You just have to say yes to the possibility. And thank you all for saying yes to me." SZA brings her SOS tour to Vancouver's Rogers Arena on March 19th. Previous Women of the Year honorees are Olivia Rodrigo, Cardi B, Billie Eilish, Ariana Grande, Selena Gomez, Madonna, Lady Gaga, Taylor Swift twice, Pink, Katy Perry, Beyonce, Ciara, and Reba McEntire. Also honored at Wednesday's ceremony were Lotto for Powerhouse Award, Lana Del Rey as Visionary, Becky G for the Impact Award, Ivy Queen as an Icon, Rosalia for Producer of the Year, and Twice for the Breakthrough Artist. Performers included Kim Petras, Doechii, and Lainey Wilson. The sound engineer, who was allegedly assaulted by rapper Travis Scott on Wednesday, claims he suffered injuries on his neck and arm. "Obviously my neck is effed up," he told Fox 5 from inside Jersey Medical Center. "My arm is tingling, I have pins and needles going down it." NYPD said Wednesday that the alleged victim had no visible injuries and declined medical treatment at the scene. The man, identified only as Mark, insisted he was trying to help Scott when he was attacked inside the Nebula nightclub. He said Scott confronted him when he tried to turn the volume down because it was distorted. "He stuck his middle finger in my face, so I lowered the monitor a bit so I could talk to him, and that's when he ran around the speaker and he attacked me," he alleged. Scott is also accused of causing about $12,000 US in damage to the electronic equipment. Police have not named Scott as a suspect, but confirmed that there is an investigation underway. Late Wednesday, a source close to Scott described the incident as a simple misunderstanding that was resolved in minutes and suggested the response has earmarks of a cash grab. Scott's lawyer, Michael Schuster, said in a statement, "While this is clearly a misunderstanding being blown out of proportion, we are actively working with the venue and law enforcement to resolve and set the record straight. We are confident that our client will be cleared of any wrongdoing." Scott was at Nebula with Don Toliver, who was signed to his Cactus Jack label following Toliver's show at Irving Plaza on Tuesday night. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's stories. Visit iHeartRadio.ca for all latest music news and subscribe to this podcast on iHeartRadio for new episodes of The Filter every day. And thanks for listening.